Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME. I'm Diana, D-I-A-N-N-A, Turner, T-U-R-N-E-R. Diana Turner is a 41-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 1-5-20. But on that occasion, she was performing a picking task that involved moving items from overhead to various bins, B-I-N-S, period. These were of various weights. But as a result, she believes she injured her neck and shoulders, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. She had further evaluation and treatment, including injections on the shoulders, but she did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active care, period. New paragraph, as per the record supplied, Ms. Turner was seen at Concentra on 1-10-20, period. She was pulling a heavy box and felt pain in her left shoulder, period. The pain had started to radiate into her neck, period. She was examined and underwent x-rays, leading to a diagnosis of a left shoulder strain. She was initiated on cryotherapy and pain-relieving gel, where the x-rays were of her left shoulder, period. She followed up at Concentra through 1-24-20, period. She was then started on metaxalone, period. New paragraph on 2-13-20, she was evaluated orthopedically by Dr. Dwyer in a need for treatment exam, period. She was pulling around a heavy box and removing things from the box and felt pain in her left shoulder. She was initially seen at AmCare and then by Concentra. Their treatment modalities included physical therapy. She was complaining of pain in both sides of her neck, kind of headaches and radiating pain into both trapezius muscles. Her neck was stiff, but this has improved. She is currently out of work. He performed full active and passive range of motion about the left shoulder, and strength was graded as excellent. Brady diagnosed left shoulder pain and cervicalgia, period. He then did not believe she required further physical therapy, period. However, Voltaren gel 3 times a day over the trapezius muscles may be of benefit. But other than that, no further diagnostic testing or therapeutic intervention is required. Period. New paragraph, she was seen on 3-23-20 by Dr. Heist, H-E-I-S-T. Period, he opined that she, in fact, did require further physical therapy, orthopedic evaluation, cervical spine MRI, and possible electrodiagnostic testing of the upper extremities. She may need MRIs of the shoulders and cervical spine. Her treatment might lead, in the worst-case scenario, to surgical intervention, period. New paragraph, she returned to Dr. Dwyer on 6-24-20, period. He learned that in 2011, she was working for St. Mary's Catholic Home for 1 year when she injured her left knee and hip. She received a settlement. After working there, she worked for Friends Village for 4 years. She states she does not remember any other prior employment over the past 10 years. She currently was being treated by North American Spine and Pain for her private insurance for bilateral hip pain. Period. His diagnosis, again, was left shoulder pain. Period. He noted the evaluation by Dr. Heist and performed another exam. Period. With respect to diagnosis, she has chronic posterior bilateral trapezius strain on the right greater than the left. Period. She has no objective findings with respect to either shoulder, nor does she have any neurologic complaints in either upper extremity. Period. With respect to diagnostic testing, this patient does not require MRI imaging of the cervical spine or other shoulder. Period. EMG/NCV was not indicated for either upper extremity. Period. He saw no need for surgical intervention. Period. It would not be unreasonable to proceed with another 6 sessions of physical therapy. Period. After completing this, she would have attained maximum medical improvement. Period. He again cleared her to work full unrestricted duty. Period. She underwent a need for a treatment evaluation by spine surgeon Dr. Shah on 6/30/20. Period. He thought her signs and symptoms were most consistent with cervical sprain and intermittent cervical radiculopathy. Period. He thought she might have internal derangement of the cervical spine based upon the mechanism of injury. Period. However, clinical exam demonstrated no deficits. Period. He saw no evidence of gait dysfunction or any evidence of difficulty with strength or sensation. Period. He believed she would benefit from x-rays of the cervical spine along with EMG/NCV of the upper extremities. Period. Depending on those results, additional treatment options may be considered. Period. She returned to Dr. Shah on 8/21/20 to provide treatment. Period. He ordered a cervical spine MRI. Period. On 9/24/20, he noted this study was performed and will be inserted here as marked from the second page of his report. He observed she has signs and symptoms most consistent with cervical disc protrusion, SE3-4, and intermittent cervical radiculopathy. However, given the MRI findings of empty cella syndrome, he believed that she was at maximum medical improvement until that had been further worked up by her primary medical doctor. Period. New paragraph. On 10/11/20, she did undergo an MRI of the brain that was unremarkable, apart from a partially empty enlarged cella. Period. She returned to Dr. Shah on 3/30/21, having last been seen on 9/24/20. Period. She conveyed she saw her primary doctor, who told her everything was fine relative to the empty cella syndrome. Period. She remained symptomatic in the neck and bilateral shoulder pain. Period. He thought pain management treatment would be appropriate at that juncture. Period. On 8/9/21, she was seen by pain specialist Dr. Kwan. Period. He noted she was a relatively poor historian in terms of treatment. Period. He noted the cervical MRI revealed moderate degenerative spondylosis by report. Period. An incidental finding was empty cella, for which he underwent an MRI of the brain with and without contrast. Period. She had been under the care of North American Spine and Pain, from whom she received oxycodone. Period. It was unsure at that juncture whether she was receiving this for the subject event. Period. She admitted to having a lumbar spine injury in 2011. Period. Dr. Kwan noted the results of diagnostic studies from 1/14/13 through 9/16/20 to be inserted as marked. Period. He opined her cervical sprain and strain had resolved. Period. The degenerative disease in the cervical spine is most likely pre-existing. Period. In the paragraph, she did have a repeat MRI of the cervical spine on 3/14/22. Period. It showed straightening to the cervical lordosis, which may be positional or related to muscular spasm. Semicolon. C3-4 and C4-5 central disc protrusions indenting the dura, D-U-R-A. Period. She saw Dr. Shah again on 5/12/22. Period. He reviewed the MRI report. Period. He saw no clear evidence of significant cord compression. Period. He believes she would benefit from considering injection-based treatments, including trigger point and or epidural injections. Period. He did not recommend surgical intervention. Period. She came under the pain management care of Dr. Saxton on 6/21/22. Period. He noted her treatment and diagnostic studies to date, but this included an EMG that was unrevealing. Period. He thought she had cervical facet joint syndrome and recommended injections. But he also diagnosed cervical herniated disc. Period. She followed up on 8/9/22 after having her first facet injections. Period. She was going to schedule her second bilateral C3-C6 facet injections. Period. She continued to see him through 7/28/22 when additional facet injections were administered. Period. On 1/28/23 she had a cervical MRI, CAT scan of the cervical spine without contrast. Period. Insert those results here. Period. On 1/18/23, she underwent bone scintigraphy, CAT scan. That will be inserted here. Period. In paragraph, she saw Dr. Shah on 4/14/23. Who reviewed the results of the SPECT CT scan that did not reveal any notable increased signal in the C3-4 and C4-5 facet joints. On his review, Britt, consequently, there was a discrepancy between the patient's treatment outcomes with the facet joint injections and the minimal impingement observed at C3-4 and C4-5. Perry, given this inconsistency, he did not recommend surgical intervention as the results could be unpredictable. Bertucci could continue working full duties and, from his perspective, had reached a treatment plateau and maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph. Prior records show she was seen by Dr. Bajarski on 8-11-10 after sustaining an injury at work on 8-6-10. Britt, a resident, grabbed onto her left arm and twisted her hand and wrist. Britt, she was seen at the emergency room where x-rays of the left forearm and wrist were negative. Period. He diagnosed sprain and strain of the left wrist. Period. She had an MRI of the lumbar spine on 8-12-15 that revealed mild leboscoliosis. Period. Otherwise, there was unremarkable study. Period. She had a set of scoliotic x-rays on 8-25-15. Period. It showed S-shaped scoliosis of the thoracolumbar spine. Period. MRI of the left hip was done on 12-5-16. Period. There was mild left greater trochanteric bursitis, comma, left hamstring tendinosis, comma, mild reactive changes versus tendinosis related to the left gluteus minimus and medius tendon insertions, comma, as well as shoddy, S-H-O-T-T-Y, and mildly large pelvic and inguinal lymph nodes, which may be reactive. Period. She had an MRI of the left knee on 12-5-16. Period. There was no evidence for a meniscal, cruciate, or collateral ligament tear. Period. On 1-16-17, she underwent an oncological evaluation by Dr. Lindenberg, L-I-N-D-E-N-B-E-R-G. Period. She had a past medical history of chronic pain syndrome with hip bursitis and lower back pain, possibly related to sciatica, predominantly both on the left side, who presents for evaluation of leukocytosis as well as adenopathy. Period. He noted the minimally enlarged lymph nodes in the pelvic and inguinal region seen on the MRI of the hip on 12-5-16. Period. He thought this may be related to menses and can be repleted, R-E-P-L-E-T-E-D, with iron orally if she tolerates this based on their workup. Period. He wanted her to follow up with her gynecologist for an internal exam. Period. They were also going to check an ultrasound. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. Manual muscle testing was 5-5. Resisted left shoulder abduction and external rotation, but was otherwise 5/5. She was tender anteriorly at the left shoulder, but there was none on the right. Shoulder maneuvers, normal. Spine, cervical. Active flexion was variable between 20 and 40 degrees. Comma, side bending right 30 degrees and left 25 degrees, comma. Rotation right 60 degrees and left to 30 degrees with extension full. The tenderness at her shoulder was non-reproducible. She was tender at the right trapezius and left paravertebral musculature, but not at their counterparts in the absence of spasm. The rest is normal. Thoracic is normal. Impressions. On 1-5-20, Diana Turner was picking boxes while at work and experienced pain in her left shoulder initially. Period. She went to Concentra and was treated for a sprain. Apparently her symptoms then expanded to involve the cervical spine. Apparently she was evaluated orthopedically by Dr. Dwyer. Apparently she had several diagnostic studies to be inserted here. Period. Ultimately, she was deemed to have reached maximum medical improvement by Dr. Shaw, Dr. Dwyer, and Dr. Saxteen. Period. Notably, they each elicited a history of chronic pain syndrome that had been present for many years and for which she was taking opiates. Period. She currently admits to being involved in a motor vehicle collision in 2002, resulting in injury to her lower back. Period. She was taking oxycodone still for bursitis in both hips. Period. She reports her symptoms are worse now than when they first began. Period. New paragraph to current examination. Found full range of motion of the shoulders where provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. She had variable range of motion about the cervical spine where spiraling maneuver was negative. Period. New paragraph. With respect to the event of 1/5/20, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the cervical spine or either shoulder. Period. In this event, she at most sustained soft tissue injuries that have long since fully resolved. Period. This is also seen in her responses to short courses of treatment early on. Period.